Good morning. Today is Thursday, April 8th, 2021. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to God, the three in one, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Remind yourself that you are in God's presence. Notice how God may be speaking to you today. Let yourself dwell on a word or a phrase that catches your attention or moves your heart, and let your heart simply respond to God in prayer. Please repeat these words. Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Our reading today is John 21, verses 15 through 24. The one who had leaned over during the supper and asked, "Rabbi, which one will hand you over?" Seeing him, Peter was prompted to ask, "But what about him, Rabbi?" Jesus replied, "If I want him to stay behind until I come, what does it matter to you? You follow me." This is how the rumor spread among the sisters and brothers that this disciple would not die. Yet Jesus had not said to Peter, "He won't die," but rather, "If I want him to stay behind until I come, what does it matter to you?" This disciple is the one who was an eyewitness to these things and wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. When they had eaten, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, do you love me more than these?" Peter said, "Yes, Rabbi, you know that I am your friend." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." A second time, Jesus put the question, "Simon, do you love me?" Peter said, "Yes, Rabbi, you know that I'm your friend." Jesus replied, "Tend my sheep." A third time, Jesus asked him, "Simon, do you love me as a friend would?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked, "Do you love me?" a third time. So he said, "You know everything, Rabbi. You know that I am your friend." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. The truth of the matter is, when you were young, you put on your own belt and walked where you liked. And when you get old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will put a belt around you and take you where you don't want to go." By these words, Jesus indicated the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then the Savior said, "Follow me." Peter turned around and noticed that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. Please repeat these words. Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Let us pray for each other. O God, with faces touched by the light of a new day, and hearts warmed by prayer and praise, we come before you to pray for the needs of our world. Into the light of Easter morning, we raise those who are sick, those who are afraid, those who are isolated and lonely, those who are homeless, and those who are hungry. May the light of Christ shine upon them. Into the light of Easter morning, we bring the suffering of our global community. We hold in our hearts the pain that continues for individuals and families and communities. May the light of Christ shine upon all who are suffering. And into the light of Easter morning, we bring ourselves, our fears, our struggles, our overwhelm and our confusion, our exhaustion. May the light of Christ shine upon us. We pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, eternal God, earth maker, pain bearer, life giver, source of all that is and all that shall be, not only Father, but Mother of us all, may the hallowing of your name echo through the universe. May the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. May your heavenly will be done by all created beings. May your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. Glorious Lord of life, we praise you, that by the mighty resurrection of your Son, you have delivered us from sin and death and made your whole creation new. Grant that we who celebrate with joy Christ's rising from the dead may be raised from the death of sin to the life of righteousness. For he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now, my friends, may the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ go with you wherever he may send you this week. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Go in peace.